With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. The Lahtka Flambeau Tribe officially acquired the Marywood Franciscan Spirituality Center property in Arbovita. It's the first known land return from a Catholic institution to a tribal nation in the name of reparations for colonialism and residential boarding schools. For more than 80 years, the Franciscan Sisters of Perpetual Adoration ran an Indian boarding school in Odena. It was one of the boarding schools in Wisconsin that aimed to culturally assimilate Native Americans to Euro-American culture, often by force and abuse. Sister Sue Ernster is the FSPA president.
This has been part of our awakening process in working with our truth and healing and, you know, reconciling that we have been complicit in the harm caused by the system, as well as our part with the Native American boarding schools.
The FSPA recently sold the Marywood Franciscan Spirituality Center property in Arbovita to the Lahtka Flambeau Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Indians. The tribe purchased the property on Trout Lake for $30,000, the price the FSPA purchased it for in 1966. Lahtka Flambeau Tribal President John Johnson Sr. told the crowd at the recent land transfer ceremony this was more than just a symbolic act.
It is a living acknowledgement of our sovereignty, our responsibility to the land, and to the sacred relationship that connects our people to these ancestral territories.
The tribe hopes to use the property to house professions that work at the clinic in Lahtka Flambeau. It will also be a place for spiritual events and healing education. Grant funding will help the Lincoln County Health Department prevent carbon monoxide poisoning. The $10,000 grant comes from the Wisconsin Department of Health Services. Carbon monoxide is a gas that you cannot see or smell, but it can make you very sick or even cause death. It comes from burning fuels such as wood, gas, oil, or charcoal. Lincoln County Health Officer Shelley Coors says carbon monoxide poisoning can happen anywhere. The grant funding will help with community education and even give out carbon monoxide detectors to community members. Since 2019, the Lincoln County Health Department has investigated 10 cases of carbon monoxide poisoning in Lincoln County. Most were caused by heaters, furnaces, or boats, or by using gas-powered tools in enclosed spaces. Many of these incidents could have been prevented with working carbon monoxide detectors and proper ventilation. This summer, an 11-year-old girl died after falling off a boat on Lake Alexander in Lincoln County. She had apparently lost consciousness because of carbon monoxide poisoning. Time matters when a stroke is suspected. A stroke is when blood flow to part of the brain is blocked or a blood vessel bursts. Aspirus neurosurgeon Fozzie Hindy talked about some of the symptoms to watch for.
One side of numbness, one side of weakness, that's a big stroke sign. Another one is language or speech problems, where you can't understand others and others can't understand you. It's another major one. And then another major one is vision problems, where you suddenly can't see anything on one side of your visual world.
Hindy says to get help quickly.
As we say in neurology, time is brain. The sooner you fix the problem, the sooner you fix the stroke, the more brain you save. So as soon as you see someone with those symptoms, your number one priority is to get medical attention.
Factors that can increase your risk for a stroke include smoking, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and diabetes. Those who suffer from atrial fibrillation also are at higher risk for strokes. Support for local health coverage on WXPR is brought to you in part by a grant from the Rhinelander Health Foundation. A Lincoln County deputy ticketed a teenager for driving 120 miles an hour. On October 27th, the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office says the deputy stopped a vehicle on County K near County FF in the town of Scott. Radar showed the vehicle was doing 120 miles an hour in a 55-mile-an-hour zone. The 19-year-old driver reportedly told the deputy he was late getting to his girlfriend's house. He was cited for traveling 65 miles an hour over the speed limit, endangering safety, and unreasonable and imprudent speed. If convicted on the speeding violation, he'll lose his license. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources holds an in-person public hearing this week after Door County residents requested their concerns be heard about a local dairy farm's expansion into a concentrated animal feeding operation. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
Gilbert Farms is asking to nearly double in size from about 1,400 animals to more than 2,400. This is the first time since 2020 that the DNR has granted an in-person hearing for a CAFO permit. Door County resident Annette Vincent says for too long, virtual hearings have made it harder for rural residents to fully participate. She calls it a victory for democracy and for hundreds of residents voicing concerns about the increased potential for water contamination, among other issues.
There's a lot of our population right within 3 to 5 miles of this CAFO, and predominantly they're on well water. So the risks from the CAFO spreading their manure slurry are significant.
The in-person hearing is scheduled for November 5th at 10 a.m. at Door County Gala in Sturgeon Bay. People can also join virtually. Vincent says she's encouraging anyone with concerns to sign up to participate. Local residents contend expanding Gilbert Farms would bring yet another massive CAFO to a part of Wisconsin that's especially vulnerable to agriculture runoff. Vincent says Door County's future is tied to clean water, and any potential contamination threatens the town's thriving tourism economy, which already had a scare in 2014 when some tourists were sickened.
We had a spreading accident over a sinkhole by a different CAFO. That event sickened 16 people pretty rapidly because it traveled right down the sinkhole and got into their wells.
Rod Miller is a fourth-generation Door County resident. He says Gilbert Farms' liquid manure and wastewater volume would go from about 5.7 million gallons to more than 20 million annually, increasing the chances of another water crisis. The DNR has tentatively approved permits for Gilbert Farms, which it says will require them to follow specific practices for nutrient management, manure storage, and land application to protect local water quality. A public hearing is required before the DNR can issue a final permit. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.